This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You're listening to American Family Radio on Fridays for an hour and a half from 10:05 Central to 11:30. Adjust your time there, wherever you may live, if you don't live in the Central time zone. We're here, and we have a trivia class, our learning university, we call it. We have a good time, and we also grow as people so we can make our contributions to humanity.
When you talk about putting something on your resume, if you really want the job.
Yeah.
Now, if you're just going to keep collecting your unemployment insurance, and you're just saying, I've gone and tried, but you don't really want to get hired. Yeah. But if you want to get hired, you put that on your resume. You attend Learning University.
But don't treat this as something you just go through the motions.
Right.
That's what we're saying. You need that. If we're going to give all, the three of us here as professors, to this university, we need you to give all.
And like you said, the hours that we put in preparing for this class.
I don't even want to talk about it, you know. Really.
It makes you tired just thinking about all the time.
We go back to the phones.
Yeah, we still have Monica on the line. Monica, thanks for waiting. You have a question for us?
Sure. In honor of my husband who farms, where was John Deere, the founder and first president of John Deere Tractors, born? What state?
Well, I know that farmer that got left at the altar. I will tell you this before we answer your question. That farmer that got left at the altar, the reason he knew that his girl had run off with somebody else, she got a John Deere letter.
At farmersonly.com. Let's see. Monica,
where was John Deere born?
Well, I know the John Deere factory, right, is in...
Is it Indiana?
It's in Illinois. It's in Illinois. I'm thinking the Quad Cities area, I want to say, of Illinois. You know, well,
can we just say a state, Monica, or do you want the community and the hospital bed?
But that doesn't mean
that
the founder was born there. I'm just saying that.
Let's go with Illinois.
I'm going to go with Illinois. Monica?
That's your final.
Yeah,
that's our final answer.
He was born in Vermont.
In Vermont? What?
John Deere was born in Vermont?
Yep.
Huh. See, okay. I should have used a lifeline, but I didn't want to get anybody off the combine to have to answer a question.
Well, now maybe to your point, Tim, maybe he built the factory in Illinois because it was centrally located, or
who knows? Maybe he didn't even build it at all. Maybe they just used his name.
Yeah.
Who knows? Do you know the story behind that,
Monica?
He was born in 1804. And then he and his family moved to Illinois later in his life, and is where he.
Oh, that's where the Illinois.
And it was like Moline, Illinois, or something. I'm kind of picturing what I've seen.
I think. But I tell you what, you know, the guy wore green and yellow every day of his life. It was amazing. You know, he just was very boring in that way.
And Dolly Parton, when she did that Moline song, you know, in honor.
That's what put her on the map.
Absolutely.
Right there. Thank you very much.
She's on a map?
She's on a map.
Thank you, Monica.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
That's called a pregnant pause, folks.
It's called, I got a little popcorn in the back of my mouth there. I had to deal with that. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. It is. Let's repeat our questions if we can.
All right. Oh, I can. I can.
Professor Ed, you repeat your question since you can.
All right. I've got one
left.
I think I can. I can. Here's my question. In Genesis 2, we are told that a river went out of Eden and became four rivers. What were the names of those four rivers?
That's just a beautiful story right there.
One river became four rivers.
Yeah. I mean, That'll preach for a series, don't you think? Huh?
Well, I'm not going to try it. But
this is our third in a series of 10 messages on how one river can become four rivers in your life.
In your life
today.
Every day is a four river life.
Four river
be
life.
Your best river.
Be your best river now.
Hey, I've got a true or false and multiple choice and why people aren't nip, you know, I haven't even got a nibble. I mean, you got a 50% chance or a 33 1/3% chance.
Yeah.
Here we go. First question. Now that I've browbeat our students, if you injure your hallux, where are you hurting?
Mm.
If you injure your hallux. Second question, true or false? Thomas L. Slugger, owner of the Slugger Chair Company in Louisville, Kentucky, started making baseball bats as an afterthought while watching his factory workers playing baseball during their break and using the chair legs as bats. Is that true?
And you're talking about the sporting equipment, not the flying mammal.
Exactly.
You know, that's also
the,
where
the chair, the furniture legs for to make mammals.
Bobby Knight worked there as a teenager. A lot of people don't know that.
They started using the other kind of bats, and they were having so many neck injuries.
Yes.
They were getting bit that that's they said, right. Look, we better use these chair legs. Hey, here's the other one. Multiple choice. How many fireplaces are there in the White House? 18, 28, or 38? Either way, that's a whole lot of soot. No matter how you slice it.
No matter how you slice soot.
They do slice soot in China.
In fact, when
it was an Olympic game,
when your mom or dad told you to clean up the soot from the fire, right. Fireplace, they said, there's little children in China that would love to have that soot.
That's right, Ed. That made us all feel guilty.
Yes. Okay, now see, we get over here in some high weeds and talk crazy. This is for real.
Yes.
I was on a construction site. One of the older guys had kind of a blue-green. It looked a little bit like a tattoo, but it didn't really say anything. And I asked him about it. They grew up in a cabin, no electricity. When they got cut, because there wasn't an emergency room, he said they took some oil from the coal oil lamp, a little bit of kerosene, made a little ball of soot from the fireplace, and they put that on the cut, and it healed it, but it left that little blue-green mark. And that's what he, honest to goodness, that's what they did in the old days.
My parents used Windex on everything.
Oh, my word.
No, I'm telling the truth. Talk to some of your great-grandparents.
Wait. Are you saying I'm lying?
Yes, you're lying about the Windex. I'm telling the truth about the coal oil.
So it was like a tattoo almost.
A little bit of soot. Yeah. It looked like a little tattoo that didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Depending on how big the cut is.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
It's bad when you had open heart surgery, man. Yeah. That thing, you put a big long line of soot there. Close that up.
I think this goes beyond old wives' tales. This is a different category altogether. Y'all talking about. So my only question that is gone unanswered.
Heretofore.
Thank you, Ed.
Yes.
Thank you.
On it. I'm here for you, Tim.
You're here to four for
I'm
me?
I'm here to four for you.
What land animal, I say this every time, what land mammal, rather, which a mammal is an animal.
Yes.
What land mammal, other than man, has the longest lifespan? What is the answer to that question? And we go back to the phones.
Oh, yes, we go back. You better believe it.
Now we're going to Louisiana.
Phone. Austin is on the line. Austin. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I'd like to answer the one about the rivers from Eden.
Okay, this is great because if you get this, I can go to my office because I don't have any more questions.
You'd be done?
I'd be done. All right, so in Genesis 2, we are told that a river went out of Eden and became four rivers. What were the names of those rivers?
The first one is Pison.
That's correct.
The second one is the Gihon.
That is also correct.
The third one is the Hiddekel. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Okay, and we're more familiar with the name Tigris, but that is the Hebrew for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the fourth one is the Euphrates.
That is correct.
Wow.
Right.
Very impressive.
Say them real fast.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, Austin.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Austin, way to go.
Thank you.
Now, did you know that or did you look it up?
I sort of looked it up.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
We challenge
Research.
Our listeners to do that.
You learned something.
That's right.
Hey, Austin, do you have a question for us?
No, sir.
Well, listen, have a good weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Yes, sir.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Do you need another question?
I can.
I got you two right here.
I've got.
Okay,
no,
good.
What is a, I did Fox questions. What is a group of foxes called?
A group of foxes.
You look out the back window and you see a group of foxes. What do you call it?
You got a group of foxes running around.
Yeah.
Hey, what was the other fox answer? I forgot the question.
Baby, it was young fox.
Yes. They're called kits.
Oh, kits, yeah.
Cubs or pups.
Yes, okay. Trivia Friday. So what's your question again that you've written?
What's a group of foxes called?
Okay,
what's, you see a bunch of them.
New question by Professor Ed.
And your other question was you didn't have to see a fox in the woods. If you wanted one, you could go to the JCPenney catalog and get a fox kit and just build your own.
Yes, that's right.
Build your own fox?
Right next to the Lincoln Logs. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Kit fox or fox kit?
Trivia Friday on American Family
Radio. Just make it
radio.
Out of dead fox parts.
As opposed to what other?
Like Frankenstein.
Can you have live
Frankenstein
fox parts?
Well, that gets a little trickier.
Yeah.
If they're live.
Trivia.
They don't like it.
Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phone.
All right, thank you. We go back, and we're going to go to Kansas right now. Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I have a question for you, and I want to take a shot at the Louisville Slugger question.
Yes, sir, Chris. Let's start with the true or false. Thomas L. Slugger, owner of the Slugger Chair Company in Louisville, Kentucky, started making baseball bats as an afterthought while watching his factory workers playing baseball during their break and using the chair legs as bats. Is that true or false, Chris?
It's false. The chair legs were too small. They were using the table legs.
Uh-oh.
That was 100% false, not a grain of truth in there. I just made that up this morning.
You made it up yourself?
Yeah, I made it up.
You're a making it up creative genius.
Well, that's what my wife says. Thank you for acknowledging that. Thank you for your
that's
honesty.
That's not a compliment.
for you or your other personality.
Hey, Chris, you got it right. And hey, what's your question?
You got it right for the wrong reason.
If the question was false, the answer ought to be good too, right?
Yeah, right.
You got it.
Hey, you know, it had somebody somewhere, you know, that had a little hook in their jaw.
Oh, listen, all your true false questions get me thinking. I'm always going, I don't know whether that's true or false.
Right. Chris, what's your question for us?
Okay, this is a Jack Webb question.
Uh-oh.
He was a combat Marine in the Pacific in World War II, and as an actor, what movie did he star in?
A movie? He was only in one, or was he in more than one? Jack.
I believe he was only in the one.
Well, that's
all right.
Yeah,
you'd
rather not even be in any if you're just only going to be in one. Honestly, because that means you weren't very good. You didn't get a second job as an actor in a movie.
Well,
you know
that
what
could be.
Well, he wasn't Mr. Personality. Let's face it. So it'd be hard to get a comedy.
So I've got a cameo in the movie Fireproof, and I used to not feel bad about that since that's the only one.
Right, but Jack Webb.
I've seen you in that movie.
Now
you,
I'm starting
you should
to,
feel bad. About
I didn't
that.
Get a call back, so now thank you, Tim.
We don't know the answer.
I'm going to just throw out a wild guess. Sands of Iwo Jima.
Nah, that was John Wayne.
Well, I know it was John Wayne, but I mean,
right.
I thought Jack Webb
there
played.
There was more than one actor in there.
He didn't invade Iwo Jima by himself, Chris. Okay, there were other actors there.
Chris, this is a rough bunch here. I gotta spend time in the teacher's lounge with these guys.
All right, you got us, Chris. We don't know the answer. What is it?
I'll give you a hint. Here's a great line of his from the movie. I knew a man who didn't move fast enough once. We had to organize a search party to find his dog tags.
Wow.
That's
grim.
That's a good line.
That's grim.
I
have no idea. You guys have any idea?
Robert Frost.
I remember the next line after he said that. He said, "You can't handle the truth. You need us on that wall.
You can't." Yeah, that's classic.
That reminds me of Robert Frost, though.
Robert Frost, yeah.
Hey, we obviously don't know, Chris. What was the movie?
The title of the movie was The D.I.
Oh, the D.I. That's right. Mm-hmm. That was from the 70s or something, didn't it? Wasn't there like some hippie? It was all kind of like he was against hippies who had enlisted or something?
No, okay. There wasn't any hippie involved. He played the role of a drill instructor on Paris Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's far from a hippie. The role. Right there.
Well, I was thinking of a movie with Jan Michael Vincent, and it wasn't Jack Webb. The guy who played in Night Stalker, the one who played in Christmas Story. What's that guy's name, that actor? He played a drill instructor. I got these confused. And Jan Michael Vincent, I hated it because Jan Michael Vincent played this like Buddhist hippie dude.
Oh, you're thinking of the movie The Beatniks Go to Paris Island.
It was a Disney movie. All right, Chris, so the D.I., that was Jack Webb. He played in it. Was he a real drill instructor in the Marines?
I don't know what rank he held, but he was a combat Marine in the Pacific.
Wow!
And he definitely knew how to play the role of a DI in that movie.
Yeah, he was the life of the party too. That guy,
I'll bet
everybody wanted to be. He was effervescent.
Well, that's a great acting job he did for Dragnet.
Thanks.
Then,
thanks.
All right, hey, thanks, Chris.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Hey, let's invite, be sure to invite Jack over for the Christmas party. We've got to have Jack. It's not a Christmas party.
Okay. Have you eaten yet, Jack?
Maybe he was just acting. Maybe he was.
Only the
people could be an actor, and maybe he had.
Only the hors d'oeuvres, ma'am. Only the hors d'oeuvres.
I get it.
You get it?
I get it.
I'm trying to get some reaction.
I'm tracking with your comic genius right there. all right, Trivia Friday. We're down to about 8 minutes of learning left to go for this week. And so back to the phone. Well, let's repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
All right, I've got one. I added one. What is a group of foxes called?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what I got.
A group of foxes. What are they? What is that called? You got a group of foxes running around out there in your backyard.
Yes.
What do you got over there?
If you injure your hallux, where are you hurting?
This has been around a while.
What have you hurt? Yeah, since the very first thing you think of all
that
these.
Was your first question, I think.
You think of all these spokespeople that say, if you've injured your hallux, there's a class action lawsuit. If you've taken the medicine, so-and-so, here are the symptoms. You injure your hallux, where are you hurting? Yeah. And then my other question, how many fireplaces are there in the White House? Multiple choice. It's either 18, 28, or 38.
Hmm.
Oh, my turn?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I got a text. I was trying to read it, and it's hard for me to. All right, here we go.
Hard to read and concentrate when your hallux is hurting.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you what, I stumped my hallux one night, and it's never been the same. You don't want to do that. Trust me. All right. My last and unanswered question. What land animal? What land mammal, other than man, has the longest lifespan? I was mad at myself. I was mad at myself because I've stumbled over that word for the whole show.
Let me explain how that happens. If the brain is such a wondrous thing, surpassing computers by far, and why can't it signal my door-slamming hand that my keys are still in the car?
That was Robert Frost. Right there. What land mammal, Tim? What land mammal other than man has the longest lifespan? Now, that question's been around a while as well. Back to the phones. Mark is on the line with us from the great state of Alabama.
Yes, he is. Mark, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be welcomed.
Yes.
Thank you, Mark. Well, that's what we are. We're the welcome wagon.
That's right.
Barnabas learned from us.
Right. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I will do both. I had originally called in because I actually used a Bannock device in my first job.
Oh, hey, wow. me and you both, Mark. I did during high school.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I worked at a shoe store, too.
JCPenney.
Oh, you worked at JCPenney?
Back in the 70s.
70? Mm-hmm. 1980, I worked at a Payless shoe store. So how many of us? Raise your hand if you haven't worked at a
I have
a
not, shoe, but my son did.
At a shoe,
wow.
Seriously. He worked at a shoe store.
A shoe store, yeah.
You over
did
there.
Too? I did, yeah, all through high school.
Well, all through high school?
Well, I mean, a couple of years, yeah.
Wow.
I don't like to mention the grades I had to repeat. That just gets awkward for everybody.
Yeah, we're not talking about how old I was at the time and how old I am now.
Okay.
Right, that's right.
You know, it's been a while.
Hey, right. Mark, which question you want to tackle?
I'll take a shot at the fireplaces in the White House.
Here's the question. It's multiple choice. How many fireplaces are there in the White House? A, 18, B, 28, or C, 38?
I just know it's a lot. So I'm going to say 38, C.
That is not right. That's incorrect. So we're going to, instead of giving you the answer, we'll leave that open for somebody. Well, or do you want me to go ahead and
do it? Yeah, because we're out of time almost.
Okay. There are 28 fireplaces in the White House.
Wow.
Boy, if you can't get warm on a chilly night, it's your own fault.
Just go from room to room.
You can go somewhere.
So they got more firewood stockers than Secret Service agents there at the White House.
That's what the Secret Service agents do when the travelers are not moving. And then they're getting cords of wood.
Every job has things that aren't glamorous.
Yes.
I imagine there have been more than a few cold nights in the White House.
Oh, that's good. But enough about Bill and Hillary. Hey, Mark, what's your question? What's your question for us?
Speaking of White House, Gerald Ford was originally not elected as president, but he did get to select his vice president. Who was Gerald Ford's vice president?
Rockefeller.
Rockefeller.
You're talking about when he ran for election against Jimmy Carter.
Nelson Rockefeller. Yeah. I couldn't remember his first
name. Nelson Rockefeller.
That's right. Good for you, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hey, no,
that was real good.
It was a team effort. Even though y'all didn't contribute squat to the answer. I just want to praise my teammates.
They chose him because they didn't want somebody with political aspirations, because whoever it was going to be, it was a suicide mission.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good, Mark.
Mark, we are out of time, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a good one. Be blessed.
How long will we get? 1 minute?
We got to give our answers?
Take Alan real quick. We got to give him 30 seconds.
All right.
Let him.
Alan from Arkansas. Alan, we are up against the clock.
You want to answer one? That's all we got time for.
Yeah, we're due to land mammal. Is that an elephant?
Yes, sir. What land mammal other than man has the longest lifespan? You are correct.
Yes.
An elephant can live 60 to 70 years. That's a typical lifespan for an African elephant, at
least.
Wow.
Wow.
So, yeah.
One quick comment.
Yes, go ahead.
Olive oil's brother last week.
Yes.
I missed the answer. Was that Penzoil?
It was, I think, coal oil.
Or castor oil.
It was castor. One of them was the dad, and one of them's the brother. Coal and maybe castor. So, hey, we got to go, Alan.
Their cousin Haviland played an important part of the show.
Olivia.
The matter all answered. What do you guys got?
I've got, what's a group of foxes called? You guys know?
No.
It's three choices. Earth, leash, or skulk?
Hey, you are saying mine, and you didn't even know it, Tim. Hallux, it's your big toe.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Tim's saying, man, I've stumped my hallux just climbing around, but your hallux is your big toe.
Huh.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me where else you would have been able to learn that today along life's way. That was Robert
if you're
Frost.
Frost-like. Yeah, if you ever get on Jeopardy, please share your winnings with us. We helped you.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Go to church on Sunday, and we'll see you back here, Lord willing, on Monday.